This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL, AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD3. I'm Jay Pearson for Celeste Quinn today. It's 1240. And we have three guests in studio to talk about something called Sprouts at the Market. It is an effort to get youngsters excited about healthy eating. It happens at Market at the Square in Urbana six times this year. Tomorrow will be the fifth out of six. And Lisa Brautz, the director of the markets here. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
We're doing a voice thing here so people will know who's talking. Brenda Kester from the Family Resilience Center, coordinator of the center, is here. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Jay.
And we have Jennifer Hewitt, who's the Sprouts leader.
Hello.
Not the actress, but the Sprouts leader.
Yes.
Okay. And not the ghost whisperer.
No. Right.
Okay. Do you get confused often?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just loosening things up
here.
So, and you're a graduate of the dietetics program in the College of
Aces? Yes, I am. I'm a graduate in food science and human nutrition from the University of Illinois, and I am currently a graduate student in dietetics at Eastern Illinois University.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, let's talk a little bit, Lisa, first of all, about what's going to be happening tomorrow and the times and just the logistics of how to get there, which we'll repeat at the end, and we'll give the website and all that.
Sure, okay. Tomorrow morning, between the hours of 9 and 11 is when Sprouts is happening. And tomorrow's event, we've partnered for the first time with the Family Resiliency Center. So their idea for a theme was Eat a Rainbow. So in conjunction with the part of the program that Jen has prepared, kids and their caregivers will be going through to stations throughout the market and to booths throughout the market, notating what colors of food that they saw, but also tasting different foods and getting some nutrition information. So, mm-hmm. You know, the market is open from 7 a.m. to noon, but as I said, our programming is only between 9 and 11.
And you can show up anytime during that?
You can show up at any time, and you can sign in at any table. We'll have four stations within the market and a table at the northwest entrance to the market as well. You can look for the banner.
Very cool. Jennifer, how did you guys come up with this whole Sprouts thing?
Well, Lisa had recently taken over as director of the market, and I was looking for a way to get some experience in the dietetics field, and we met and kind of put our heads together. She was looking for some children's activities to start, and we thought it would be a really great match.
Mm-hmm. And so the idea behind it all is if you get children, and this is particularly for children 3 through 8 years old,
yes,
interested early and knowledgeable early in healthful foods, what happens, hopefully?
Well, obesity and overweight in this country is increasing, as most people know. Childhood obesity and overweight is a big issue. Fruits and vegetables are a great way for kids to get the nutrients they need, as well as helping maintain, you know, healthy weights for their ages. And it's just great to see the enthusiasm out there. We get comments from parents, you know, my child tried a green vegetable, you know. We get that every time we do this. We see kids trying things that, you know, the parents maybe couldn't have convinced them to try before, but they're out there, they're at the market, it's fun. So we teach them some new things, get them to try some new things, and they have a good time, too.
Get them excited, get their guard down, and they find out, wow, this wasn't half bad.
That's right. Another thing that is of particular importance to me is farm linkage, to encourage kids to talk with farmers. A lot of kids, when you ask them where food comes from or where, you know, where do tomatoes come from, they come from the grocery store. So Sprouts was really sort of born out of that idea, too, that, you know, the farmers are accessible in many cases. They're the people who are selling you the food. So we do try to make farmers as available as possible during the market as well to answer questions.
Mm-hmm. That's Lisa Brautz. She's the director of the Market of the Square, the city of Urbana. Jennifer Hewitt's the Sprouts leader, and she's a dietetic graduate student at Eastern Illinois University, a graduate of University of Illinois ACES. And Brenda Kester is coordinator of the Family Resilience Center at U of I. And Brenda, let's talk about this rainbow idea. Tomorrow's Sprouts program is Eat a Rainbow.
Right. Well, I need to give credit. My former colleague, Diane Marlin, who retired this year from the Family Resiliency Center, is the one who really started the discussions with Lisa and Jen and came up with the idea about Eat a Rainbow. But one of the audiences that we really wanted to target were there's an increasing number of young children who are in out-of-home care. And so one of the things that we really wanted to do is try and create a tie between children who are in out-of-home care and the providers themselves, who sometimes don't have that need that education that Jen and Lisa were both talking about, both understanding where food comes from and maybe even trying some healthy foods themselves. So even though children are not in out-of-home care on Saturday mornings, typically we're still encouraging those providers to come out and see what the market has and what kind of activities they might be able to do with the children in their care as well.
Now, Illinois Public Media has been involved with a lot of you folks in an effort called See You Fit Families, and a big part of that is this whole childhood obesity thing that we're all trying to get our hands around and figure out what to do about it, and this looks like it fits in perfectly.
Well, I think one of the things that but at See You Fit as well, we're really trying to emphasize healthy eating and active living. And so childhood obesity and overweight status is certainly a risk for not eating healthy and not leading an active lifestyle, but there are many other risk factors that both children and families can face if they don't participate in healthy eating and a more active lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a good way to get out and get a little exercise tomorrow, get out in some nice weather. Hopefully the rain will stay away until later.
You're going to do that for us, right?
Don't say anything about rain.
It's going to be in the 60s and 70s during the market and some sun tomorrow. It's going to be beautiful. Kids will be running around. If you have kids between 3 and 8 years old, bring them out between 9 and 11, market at the square at Lincoln Square Village. Now, Lisa, it occurs to me, and Jennifer, you might weigh in on this too, that not only are the children learning, but I bet some parents are learning some things too as they come out.
Absolutely. We get that every time as well. And we try to provide information that, although the target range is 3 to 8, we often have younger kids. We have older kids as well. I think the parents often learn things, especially about the farm linkage, like Lisa was talking about, how food grows. The last time we had an actual full-size stalk of corn that everybody was fascinated by, because people who live in urban areas, and we are an urban area within Champaign-Urbana, don't get to see things like that close up. So I think it's an education for everyone.
You know, that's pretty amazing that that happens, even though all you have to do is drive 3 miles in any direction, you're in a corner
right.
soybean field, that people can drive by these things, even in town. I mean, you drive by cornfields in and around subdivisions that are part of the city limits, but still don't know exactly what's going on.
Exactly.
Wow. So this is a great way to find out tomorrow at the market at the square, and then you'll have one more coming up in October.
Yes, we will be working with the Eastern Illinois Food Bank on an activity, again, for the same age range, kids ages 3 to 8, about hunger issues. We'll definitely have it targeted to younger kids so that they'll be able to understand, but we'll have some games and some other activities, and I think that is on October 23rd.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I have it written down right here. Yes, it is the 23rd. That's right. And then you'll have at least 6 next year in 2011.
At least, yes.
All right. Well, this is something that's happening at the market at the square in Urbana tomorrow. What is in season now at the square, Lisa?
Well, you know, it's interesting because summer's hanging on. It's going to be warm. We've had some cooler weather, but we still have plenty of summer produce, so things like tomatoes, peppers, even peaches, and some sweet corn. But we are definitely starting to transition into more fall-type crops. You'll see some winter squashes. I saw some little pumpkins when I was walking through the market last weekend. You'll start seeing more greens, things that are traditionally spring and fall type of crops. So fall's coming.
Mm-hmm. So tomorrow, as you do your shopping, bring the kids, and that's any time between 9 and 11, and you just come and check in. No advance registration necessary. And about how long does it take to go through this?
People move through the market at their own pace, so it kind of depends how fast they're moving. I'd say a half hour maybe to get around and visit all the tables.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. And the theme is Eat a Rainbow, Market at the Square tomorrow, 9 to 11. That's at Lincoln Square. And Lisa Brault, thank you very much for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Lisa's director of the Market at the Square and also the host of In My Backyard that you hear on WILL and you can find online. Jennifer Hewitt's the Sprouts leader. And Brenda Kester's been here too, the coordinator of the Family Resilience Center, which is in on tomorrow's Sprouts event. Market at the Square, 9 to 11 at Lincoln Square in Urbana.